started talking last time about the question as to whether shechita is just a matir, it's matir the isser and the veila, matir the isser and the gosa, or maybe shechita is really a mitzvah. Maybe it's a mitzvah daraisa. The Rambam seems to assume that it's a mitzvah. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah understood him. The Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs counts shechita as a mitzvah. And in the Sefer HaMitzvahs he elaborates on that even further. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, writes, Mitzvah Saseh, Sheyishchat Kol Mi Sheyirtzo Lechol Basar. Mitzvah Saseh certainly sounds like it's a positive mitzvah. There's something positive to Shechita. It's not just a matter for the Isser, but rather there's a Mitzvah Saseh of Shechita. That's how the Rambam holds. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam. The Ravid in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he says it's a Lava B'Mechlal Aseh. What's the Rambam counting it as a Mitzvah Saseh? We don't count Lava B'Mechlal Aseh as a mitzvah. It's an Isser Aseh, says the Ravid. It's an Isser Aseh. Where did the Ravid see that? So the Pasuk says, V'zavachta, Mikarcha, Mitzoncha, V'zavachta. What does that mean, V'zavachta? The Rambam is learning, V'zavachta, Kasher Tzivisicha, means Kasher Tzivisicha, Halacha L'moshe Misinai. There's a mitzvah of Shechita. V'zavachta teaches me that there's a mitzvah according to the Rambam. V'zavachta is a positive act. Positive statement, so there's a mitzvah saseh, comes the Ravid and says, no, v'zavachta means zavach ve'achol. It means if you want to eat the basa, then you have to do a zvicha, you have to do a shechita. Not because it's a mitzvah saseh, but rather there's an isser of eino zvucha, there's an isser on the basa. There's an isser on the basa mechayim, and the animal is still alive, there's an isser of eino zvucha, an isser aseh, and the isser eino zvucha continues, la'achar misaso, unless you know for sure that there was a shechita k'sherah. That's pshat, says the Rambam. That's pshat in the Gemara. Rav Huna says, "Behem v'chayev v'cheskas iser omedes ad shivad l'cha b'men nishchata." Rav Huna says that if you have a suffix in the shechita, so then you can't eat from the basa. Why not? You have a suffix, so why do you have to be machmir? The answer is, there's a chazaka, there's a cheskas iser. There's a cheskas iser on the basa, because there's a cheskas iser on the basa. You have to be mevara bevados that there was a shechita k'shera. If not, then the basa remains the cheskas iser. What's the cheskas iser on the basa? So Rashi says it's the cheskas iser eivim v'nachai. It was also the eivim v'nachai when the behemah is alive, and now the behemah dies. You have a suffix whether the shechita was done karoi. The Funa says it's becheskas iser. So Fektai says becheskas iser. That iser fell away when the behemah died. Right? Something happened here. There wasn't a shechita k'sheiro. The behemah just died. It's mesa. Eivim v'nachai doesn't apply. It's not a chai anymore. So what's Rashi talking about? Rav Huna says that's the cheskas iser. Cheskas iser means that there was a status quo, and that continues. So we're nohig like the status quo. But what kind of a status quo is there? That iser left when the behema died. Eivim v'nachai. Minachai. But minameis, there's no iser. The question is, how is Rashi Taka going to learn? There's a whole lumdis to try to explain Rashi. Not for now. We're going to get back to it. The test, the Gemara talks about this a great length. The Tosis says, I'll tell you what the simple answer is. The different cheskas iser, ein zvucha. The behemah is also be iser ein zvucha mechayim, because it's not geshochta. There was no vizavachta. There was no zvicha. And says Tosis, and that iser ein zvucha, that cheskas ein zvucha remains even la'achar misas ha-behema, even after the behema dies. It's still there's the same chazaka. That's the chazaka of the meikar. That's the status quo. The cheskas iser continues, and it's the same iser. It's not a different iser. It's the same iser. It's not that la'achar misa, there's a suffix iser nevela here. No, there's a cheskas iser eino zvucha here. And that chazaka is mechayim, that continues la'achar misa, until you have a shechita k'shera bevadai. That's why if you only have a suffix shechita, it's going to be awesome. That's how the Ravid is learning. The Ravid is learning like Tosfos that there's an Isser Eina Zucha, and that's the Cheskas Isser that applies Mechayim and even La'achamisa. And that's why with the suffix Shechita you're not going to be able to eat from the Basa because it's the Cheskas Isser. Okay, these are the two Shechitas. The Rambam holds that there's a Mitzvah in Shechita, and the Ravid seems to say that there's an Isser Aseh, an Isser Eina Zvucha, learned from the Zavachta, but there's no Mitzvah per se. What's an Afgamina? What's an Afgamina whether we say that there's a Mitzvah Aseh? There's a vach, the mitzvah aseh in shechita, or there's just an iser aseh, a lava b'mechlal aseh. So the first nafkamina we addressed last time, and that is there a lechatchila d'oraisa by shechita? Is there a lechatchila d'oraisa by shechita? The Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph says that there are dinim lechatchila in shechita, that even though min haTorah siman echad ba'of is sufficient, but there's a mitzvah lechatchila to shet shnei simanim ba'of. Even though min haTorah rov hasiman, rov shnei simanim ba'behema, rov siman echad ba'of is enough, there's a lechatchila to shecht kol hasim. Right? So the question is are those dinim lechatchila, are those midrabanan, or are they d'oraisa? So the Ran says that they're both d'rabanan. Had the Ran says that they're both d'rabanan. The Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah understood the Rambam Menuchas Shita Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph holds that they're both. The Rambam in Perak Aleph Halacha Tes holds that they're both d'oraisa. Shita Meula, says the Rambam, is the shecht shnei simanim ba'of and kol asimen bein ba'of bein ba'behema. Shechita Meula. The Rambam doesn't say Hachmiru Rabbanon goes to Rabbanon. Sounds like it's d'oraisa, says the Kesef Mishnah. So what's this based on? Why should I assume that lechatchila is a din Rabbanon? Why should I assume that it's a lechatchila d'oraisa? So we said Tosis in Nida sets forth the fundamental yisod that by a matir there's no lechatchila b'diavad. There can't be two different levels. Either it's matir, or it's not matir. So the kasha is, how can the Rambam learn that there's lechatchila b'diavad by shechita? Lechor shechita is only a matir. So if it's just a matir, there should be one way. Not two different ways to do the shechita. Lechatchila b'diavad can't be. By a matir, there are no two ways. The answer is the Rambam is making two assumptions. The Rambam is making two assumptions. First of all, the Rambam is assuming the shechita is a mitzvah. The Rambam is also assuming that by mitzvahs d'oraisa you can have lechatchila b'diavad. This is the answer that we gave last time to the Rambam. The Rambam is making two assumptions. The Rambam holds that Rambam holds that shnei simanim ba'of. And kol asim are lechatchila d'oraisa. What does he assume? Two hanochas. Shechita, he mitzvahs aseh. Lo rak matir. Of course it's a matir. What's the shaila? It's matir the bosom. But it's not just a matir, it's also a mitzvah. And the Rambam assumes, b'mitzvos d'oraisa, afilu, b'mitzvos d'oraisa, Shayach lechatchilu v'diavad. Not just by mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Mitzvahs d'rabbanan, okay. But by the d'oraisas, you can have lechatchilu v'diavad. You can have different levels. So if you were to only say that it's a matir, then this wouldn't be shayach. By a matir, we're assuming the Rambam holds that there's no lechatchilu v'diavad. But the Rambam says shechita is not just a matir, it's a mitzvah say. And by mitzvahs say d'oraisa, you can have lechatchilu v'diavad. So therefore, you can have lechatchilu d'oraisa by shechita. This is the Rambam. What does the Ravid hold? The Ravid holds the Shechita is a matir. Only a matir. This Rasei, what does the Ravid hold? Which assumption is he disagreeing with? The Ravid is disagreeing with the first assumption. We don't know what the Ravid holds about the second assumption. The Ravid is disagreeing with the first assumption. Once he disagrees with the first assumption, you don't need the second assumption, right? The Ravid holds that Shechita is a matir. Once Shechita is a matir, you can't have lechatchila b'diavad by Shechita, right? According to the Ravid, it's impossible to say that the din lechatchila of shnei simanim ba'ov for kol asimen is going to be the raisa. The Ravid is forced to learn like the Ran, right? The Ravid who holds that shechita is a matir obviously argues with the first assumption of the Rambam. And if he argues with the first assumption of the Rambam, he must hold like the Ran. He must hold that the dinim lechatchila by shechita are only midrabbanan. Okay, clear? Yeah.
Is that a general rule that by all matirs there's no lechatchila b'diavad, or just by
shechita? Tosis and Nida, right? Right? By tefillah also, tevila also, every matir, that's what we're assuming. Right? That's the mainstream. Maybe there are some rishonim that might disagree, but that's the mainstream. But let's take that assumption. Let's assume that everyone agrees with that yisod. That's the Ravid. So the Ravid must hold like the Ran is saying. Does the Ran have to hold like the Ravid? Does the Ran have to hold like the Ravid? Nissim Cantor pointed out at the end of Shia yesterday that it doesn't have to go both ways. I think he's right. The Ravid must hold like the Ran. Once the Ravid argues with the first Hanukkah of the Rambam that Shechita is not a mitzvah sase, but rather it's a matis, then he has to hold like the Ran, that the din l'chatchil of Shnei Simon Ba'ol for Kol HaSimon, that has to be the Rabban. But the Ran doesn't have to agree with the Ravid. The Ran who holds that these dinim l'chatchil are only midrabbanan, he doesn't have to say Shechita is a matis. He can agree with the Rambam that Shechita is a mitzvah. If Shechita is a mitzvah, so then why does he hold that it's only the Rabbanan? Maybe it's Taka Daraisa. Maybe the Lechatchil is a Taka Daraisa. What could the Ran answer to that question? The Ran could say, no, I hold that the Lechatchilas are only the Rabbanan. Not because I claim that Shechita is a matir, but rather why? Because I hold that by mitzvahs deraisa, there's no lechatchila b'diavad. He can argue the second assumption of the Rambam. And in fact, that is what he does. That's what he says. Right? The Ran doesn't say anything about mitzvah mati. This is a very nice lomdus to talk about. The Ran doesn't express an opinion about that topic. In fact, the very fact that the Ran mentions the other svara would seem to imply that he doesn't hold that shechita is only a mati. Maybe Taka holds shechita is a mitzvah. But he says, by deraisas, you never find lechatchila b'diavad. That is what the Ran says. Right? But so someone who takes the approach of the Ran, someone who says that the lechatchilas of Shnei Siman HaBa'of and Kol HaSimin are only the Rabbanan, they're not beholden to the Ravid. You don't have to say that Shechita is only a matin. You could say Shechita is a mitzvah. But you'll just argue with the second assumption of the Rambam. You'll say that by mitzvahs daraisa, you can't have a lechatchila and a b'diavad. That's why it has to be the Rabbanan. Okay, the Rambam has two assumptions, but you can argue with one of those two assumptions. The Ravid clearly argues with the first one, but the Ran's shita is not linked to the Ravid. You could hold the Ran's svara without arguing with the first assumption of the Rambam, because you can argue with his second assumption as well. Questions? What's the second nafkamina to this shayla? Is shechita mitzvah aseir is only a matir? So the second issue might relate to birchas hashechita. What's the nature of the bracha on shechita? We know there is a bracha on shechita. The Gemara Psachim on Daf Zayin Amud Beis quotes a braisa that says that there is a bracha on shechita. The Gemara there is talking about nusach habracha birchas hamitzvahs. Do we make a bracha with a lamed or with an al? Right? Lishmoa kol shofar. Al bir chametz. You know, when do we say the nusuch with an al? When do we say with a lamed? The Gemara has a whole discussion, and the Rishonim have that. We continue that discussion. What's the yisod? So, in the midst of that Gemara, they quote a brisa. It says that al hashchita mevarech hashekeshav v'mesosav v'tzivanu al hashchita. It's a brisa that says that there's a bracha b'shchita. Why should there be a bracha b'shchita? So the Rambam says there's a bracha b'shchita. There's a bracha samitzvah. Bracha samitzvah. The Rambam mentions in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Vav and Zayin, he's talking about if you have a mitzvah, Hanimshachas, even though there's a general principle that called mitzvahs kula mevarech aleihen over l'asiyasam, generally you have to make a bracha before the asiyasam mitzvah, but if it's a mitzvah, Hanimshachas, if the mitzvah continues, so then you can make it la'achar asiyasam as well. B'di'evet, l'chatchili, you still should make it before, even in such a mitzvah. B'di'evet, you can make it afterwards. Why? Because if you make the bracha after the tchilas hamitzvah, you're still making it over l'asiyasa of the next asiyah, because the asiyah is continuing. You're still sitting in the sukkah, you're still wearing the tzitzis, you're still wearing tefillin. But if it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled with one maisa, right? If it's fulfilled when you do the maisa, it doesn't even have to be one maisa, tkiya shofar. There are multiple kolos that you have to blow. But once you blow the kolos, you blow the 9 kolos, you blow the 30 kolos, right, even if you have a suffix, what the trua is, shvarim trua, shvarim trua, whatever it is, so 30 kolos. But after the 30 kolos, it's over. If you sit in the sukkah, as long as you're sitting in the sukkah, every next moment you'll be in the kind of mitzvah. You keep on wearing the tzitzis, every next moment you'll be in the kind of mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah that ends with the ma'isa, so the Rambam says, then you can't make the bracha la'asiyasa. And he says, shechita is an example of that. Shechita is a mitzvah that the mitzvah is over with the ma'isa. So once you finish the ma'isa, then you can't make the bracha afterwards. That's one example the Rambam gives. It's clear he assumes birchas hashchit is a birchas mitzvah, and that's why you can only make it over la'asiyasa and not la'achar asiyasa. Not everyone agrees with this. Hagos Hashri quotes in Or Zeruah, who says that b'di'evad you can make the bracha on the shchita la'achar asiyasa. Where is the Hagos Hashri? Right at the beginning of Masechet Chulin. If you have a Gemara, maybe look on with me. Hagos Hashri in Simon Beis in the Rosh. He says, Hashochet Tzorek Levar HaKodem HaShchita, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rishalmi, V'loch Hashin and Shema Tisnabel HaShchita, look, if it becomes an Avela, so then you're going to have a problem. But not Choshesh that it'll become an Avela. We come a bracha shenetzich, a bracha levatala. You make the bracha kodem asiyasa. Miu zokti or zerua, hagos hashi b'shem the or zerua. In lo bira kodem hashchita, yochel levarich achar hashchita v'yotzi idei chavos. Or zerua says that b'di'evad, if you don't make the bracha kodem, you can make it afterwards. How could that be? La'achar asiyasa, brichas ha-mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah nemsheches. How could you do that? The Or Zeruah holds that Shechita is not unique, like every other birchas mitzvah. Kol mitzvah, he says, Shechita is a mitzvah. Kol mitzvahs lechatchila over l'asiyasa, make the bracha lechatchila before the asiyasa mitzvah, but b'di'avad you can make it afterwards. Shechita is the same as every other mitzvah. Not different than any other mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah in Sheches. It's like every other mitzvah. The chatchila, you make it over l'asiyasa, but the end, you can even make it afterwards. What's the beer? Why should I assume that you can only make a birchas mitzvah over l'asiyasa? Boy, the chatchila, it's over l'asiyasa, but the end, even l'achra asiyasa. What are the Orzeruah and the Rambam arguing about? So the Chora, what they're arguing about is what the nature of birchas mitzvah is all about. The Rav was very fond of saying that the Rambam has a very important sheet about Birchas HaMitzvah. What is Birchas HaMitzvah all about? What's the nature of the bracha? So some suggest that what's a bracha all about? Why do we make a Birchas HaMitzvah? The Ritvayim Psachim has a very interesting idea. What do you think? Why should you make a Birchas HaMitzvah? Well, what's the nature of the bracha? What are you doing in the Birchas HaMitzvah? Comes the Ritva and he says, you know what the purpose of Birchas HaMitzvah is? It's a hachana l'mitzvah. It's a preparation for the mitzvah. We don't want a person to jump into the mitzvah without a proper preparation. So Chazal will misak in the before a mitzvah, you make a bracha. We know there's a discussion in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Psachim and other places where the mitzvah is tzrichas kavana or mitzvah is ein tzrichas kavana. When a person does a mitzvah, does he have to have kavana lotzei? Does he have to have kavana that he wants to be yotzei the mitzvah in order to be yotzei? But we say no, as long as he does the maisa, it's fine. Rosh Hashanah, a person is playing with the shofar, right? He likes the way the shofar sounds. He doesn't even know it's Rosh Hashanah. Somehow he doesn't know it's Rosh Hashanah. He's playing with the shofar. And then someone says, hey, you know, you blew a great, great set of kolos and it happens to be Rosh Hashanah. He says, really? Amazing. Does he have to blow shofar now? The kavana? Does he have to have special kavana lotzis? That's the shaila. We say mitzvah sichas kavana. He was tokeh l'shir. He wasn't tokeh to be yotze the mitzvah. So do we say mitzvah is ain't srichas kavan and he was yotze the mitzvah anyway? Or do we say no, mitzvah is srichas kavan? The Ritva seems to be learning that Chazal want a person to enter into a mitzvah prepared for that mitzvah. That he's in the mindset. You know, if you don't make a bracha, so then a person's going to jump into the mitzvah, he's not going to do it with the proper mindset. So achona le mitzvah, alza achona, alza preparation for the mitzvah, Chazal will misakin that you should make a bracha before him. That's the Ritva I'm talking. The Rav suggested a different approach. He thought that perhaps the Rambam assumes, you know what Birchas HaMitzvah is all about? It's not just the Hachon HaMitzvah. You find a different type of bracha. Right? A bracha of Shahako, let's say. Hamotzi. Birchas HaNen. What's Birchas HaNen about? What's the purpose of making Birchas HaNen? That's a Gemara. The Gemara in Bracha says that. Gives the reason. Gemara Brachas Lamed Hey. Does anyone know? Shevach? I don't think so. What does the Gemara Brachas say? That also lehonos mina olam azeh but lo bracha, right? You can't be nana from this world without a bracha. You want to get hanas, so then you have to make a bracha. What's the purpose of the bracha? The bracha is a matir, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. So if you want to partake of this world, you want to be nana from this world, then you have to ask permission. Netilas Rishus. That's Meshlechait. Birchas HaNenin is a Netilas Rishus. It's a matir to be nana from this world. The Gemara says, V'chol HaNenim in Ha'olam HaZeh B'lo Bracha Harei Zeh Mo'al. It's like a Me'ila B'Hekdish. It's like a Hekdish Mamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. It's like Hekdish. So you have to ask permission in order to be nana. Dr. Rav, the Rambam perhaps assumes that Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir. A matir. How does he know that? Look at the Rambam. This is not the Rav's invention. I mean, the Rav saw it in the Rambam. Took a Gaonis to see this in the Rambam. But is Lichtenberg Werte? Lichtenberg Werte from the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Ilchas Brachas Perakimel. The Rambam says, Ukshem Shemavarchin al Hahanoya, Kach Mavarchin al Kalmitzvah, Mitzvah, Achakach Yasa also. Just like when Mavarech Bichas HaNenin, so too when Mavarech Bichas HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam says, Ubrochos Rabbos Tiknu Chachamim Derach Shevach V'Hodoyo V'Derach Bakosha. K'dei Liskar Sabore Tomin. And there are other Brichos HaShevach, other Brochos that we recite for Shevach, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brichos HaShachar. Right? Brichos HaShachar, we have a litany of Brochos that we say. It's not a Brichos HaNenin. Right? Shalom Asani Goy, Shalom Asani Isha. That's not a Brichos HaNenin. It's not a Brichos HaMitzvah. What's the Rambam saying? He doesn't say Kashem Shemavarchin al Kol Mitzvah Kach Mavarchin Birchas HaShevach. No, he says Kashem Shemavarchin al Hanoah Kach Mavarchin al Kol Mitzvah. And you should also know there's a third category of brachas. Chazal were also misakin Birchas HaShevach. Dr. Rav, what is the Rambam doing? He's making an equation between Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah. He's saying just like you make a Birchas HaNenin before you Hanoah Min HaOlam HaZeh. So too, you have to make a brichas mitzvah ve'achakach yasa osa. You do the mitzvah after a bracha. So what kind of a comparison is that? Brichas HaNenin, brichas HaMitzvah, you're not eating the mitzvah. You're going to eat the esrog after Yom Tov. Eat the shofar? Ouch. You're not eating anything over here. Well, what's the brichas HaNenin of it? What's he saying? Dr. Rav, Rambam is saying that the purpose of brichas HaMitzvah is it's a matzah. You think doing a mitzvah is something, it's come to me, it comes to you, you can do the mitzvah? You have to be notal rishus to be able to do a mitzvah. Notal rishus, it's matir, doing the mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you an opportunity, you have to recognize that that's an opportunity. You have to be matir, the doing of a mitzvah as well. That's what a birchas mitzvah is all about. Dr. Rav, that's why the Rambam holds that you can make a Birchas HaMitzvah dafka over Lasiyas and only before the Asiyah. If it's a matir, then you have to say it before. Birchas HaNenin, you can't make a Birchas HaNenin after you finish the meal. Right? What? You're gonna take a drink from the water fountain and then you say, oh, Givalt, I forgot to make a bracha. Shahakol Niyabidvar. It's a bracha batol. It's meaningless. You can't make a Birchas HaNenin after you finished being nenin. You have to make a bracha before you're nenin. Similarly, the Rambam says, Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir. You can't make a Birchas HaMitzvah after you do the mitzvah. You have to make it dafka before. It's a matir. If it's a matir, then dafka before. The Or Zeruah apparently understands that Birchas HaMitzvah is really a hybrid. It's a composite of different elements together. Yes, it has the element of hachonah lemitzvah, like the Ritva in Psochim, or like the Rav, like the Rambam, it has an element of matir in it. That's why lechatchila you're supposed to make the bracha over l'asiyas. You're supposed to make the bracha before the asiyas hamitzvah. But the Or Zeruah holds that there's a second element. There's also an element of shevach in brichas hamitzvah. There has to be. There's an element of shevach. Because there's also this element of shevach, b'di'eved, even if it's not a mitzvah hanimsheches, b'di'eved, even though the mitzvah is over, you could still make a bracha afterwards. Lechatchila you should make the bracha before. But because there's also an element of shevach, he says, it's a combination. It's matir plus shevach. Hachona plus shevach. So because there's an element of both, the Or Zeruah says, b'di'eved, you can make the bracha even la'achar asiyos. The Rambam holds it's one. Right? It's one inyan. It's either hachona, it's a matir, it's something that has to be done before. Or as the ruler says, no, it's a combination. It's matir plus shevach, so therefore b'di'evad you can even do it afterwards. And shechita is just an example. Shechita is an example of a mitzvah. Because a mitzvah, so therefore b'di'evad you can do it afterwards. Yes, Steve.
Do you not think that there's any component of shevach
in Berachas HaMitzvah, he's saying, no, it's just a matir. It's just a matir. I mean, there is an element of Shevach, but that's not the nature of the Bruch. I mean, of course, it's a formulation of Shevach, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh us with mitzvahs, with this mitzvah.
That's not the reason we made it.
But that's not the purpose of the Bruch. The purpose of the Bruch is to be matir the doing of the mitzvah. That's the purpose of the Bruch. Yes.
According to the Rambam, because mitzvahs are matir, if you don't make a Bruch on Shevach,
No. It's matir the asiyas hamitzvah. It's not matir the bosa b'achila. The maisa shchita is matir the bosa b'achila. So once you do a maisa shchita, the bosa is muta b'achila. So Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, there's one shita in the Rishonim that assumes that without the brocha, attack of the bosa is going to be osa b'achila. It's a modern shita. It's a pella. You know, all of the achronim. But it's a Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. It's a safer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael that has a number of collector's items about Shchita. It's really interesting. The Tosfos quotes the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael on the Beis Amar Aleph in Chulin. The Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says that women cannot shecht. Women can't shecht. There's no halacha that a woman can't shecht. I mean, we don't commonly do it, but there's no inyan that a woman can't shecht. She knows what she's doing, she can shecht. Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says that they can't do it. Hilchas Eretz Yisrael also says that if you don't make a bracha on the shechita, then the shechita is psula. It's not the pashim shot. But if you don't make a bracha on tkiyah shofar, then the tkiyah shofar is pasul. If you don't make a bracha on sukkah, the sukkah is pasul. I give you many reasons why the sukkah is pasul. Right? We can spend a whole year discussing that. But the bracha is not going to affect whether the sukkah is pasul or kosher. Right? That's not... right? If the bracha is not ma'akiv, you don't have to make the bracha at all, so... Bracha is never ma'akev. It's an extra. It's a takana de rabbanon. The pasha pshat is not really ma'akev. But the Hilchas Eretz, I think Rabbi Shecht will explain once. What the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael is assuming is that the heter of the shechita is related to the kiyum hamitzvah. Related to the kiyum hamitzvah. That you have to fulfill the mitzvah of shechita in order to be matir the basa b'achila. That's assumption number one of the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. And assumption number two is that he assumes that once Chazal were misakin a bracha on shechita, then the bracha becomes a part of the mitzvah. It's not a separate element, right? The bracha is now a chelik of the mitzvah, and he holds that the heter of the shechita is dependent on the kiyum mitzvah. So if you don't make the bracha, you're not makayim the mitzvah. So the basar is asubachim. A lot of assumptions over there. Very questionable assumptions. That's not the pashim shal. We certainly will not pass it like that. It's appropriate to make the bracha on shechita, but even if you don't make the bracha, it's still going to be matir the bracha. I saw another hand up question. Yes.
So, according to the Rambam, is it really
also
to do a mitzvah if you don't say the bracha? Meaning, like, it's also to put on tzitzis if I don't say the bracha on tzitzis.
According to the Rav's understanding of the Rambam, yes.
That seems a bit strange, no? Like you have a chiyuv to do something, but it's also to do.
It's not also to do. It's a mitzvah to do, but it's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Midrabanan, it would be also to do the mitzvah without that bracha. Minat Torah, if you do the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. But the Chachamim would say that you didn't make this bracha. So you didn't make the bracha, then you did the wrong. I mean, according to everyone, if you did the mitzvah without the bracha, you did the wrong thing. The question is, should I formulate it as an iser, or should I say that you were mevatel a mitzvah the Rabbanan? Okay, it's a midreita him, it's a midreita her. It's still the wrong thing to do. It's just we're formulating it in a much stronger way. It's an isser. You can't do it. You are not know to reshus. Chutzpah. I can stay it strong, right? You are mefatel a mitzvah derabbanan. That's just as strong as saying chutzpah. Right? They're both not a good thing to do. You know, we're not gonna give you a kibbutz for that. Yasha, so I hear them.
I was gonna say, would that be considered like a mitzvah baba avera?
Mitzvah baba avera. That's a whole shiur unto itself. It's a whole semester. Mitzvah baba avera. I don't know if it's a mitzvah baba avera, because the avera is external to the mitzvah. Right? We're normally talking about, like, if the shofar is a shofar agozel, or the matzah is matzah shel tevel, or the cheftzah shel mitzvah, Reb Chaim, Yerushalmi, right? Okay, not for now. Okay. Exciting. Okay. This is about mitzvahs in general. So how do we paskin by mitzvahs in general? La'achar asiyah, so can you make a brichas mitzvah after the asiyah? We paskin like the Rambam. That's Pashut Pshat. Arzeru is a nice shita. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right? They talk about it in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach is a big discussion. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shechita in Simen Yutes has a discussion whether after the Maaseh Shechita can you make a bracha? Whole discussion in the Shach about the Rayas back and forth. But we paskin like the Rambam. We paskin that b'di'eved, that if you didn't make the bracha before the mitzvah, don't make it after the mitzvah. That's about birchas hamitzvah. But we said by birchas hashavach, la'achar asiyasa is fine. Right? Even the Rambam would say, right? You can make the bracha la'achar asiyasa, la'achar the shevach, la'achar the action on which you're saying the birchas hashavach. Right? Someone sees lightning, or hears thunder, he makes a bracha. Osa maisa bracious, shakocha brasa malay olam. You make a bracha afterwards, right? There, how can you make it before? You don't know if the lightning or the thunder are coming. Okay, but you could still make it afterwards. You see that a brichas hashevach is shayach afterwards. So if you're making a brichas hashevach on a maisa, l'chora you should be able to make it afterwards. Certainly b'di'evet, maybe even l'chatchila you can make it afterwards. What's the nature of brichas hashchita? Is brichas hashchita brichas hamitzvah? If it's a brichas hamitzvah, then according to the Rambam, you'd have to make a dafka over l'asiyos. If Birchas HaShechita is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, if Shechita is not a mitzvah at all, if it's only a matir, so then we can understand that maybe La'achar HaSiyasa should be fine. Certainly B'di'evet. The Rambam says by Birchas HaMitzvah, even B'di'evet you can't make it afterwards. But if Birchas HaShechita is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, if Shechita itself is not a mitzvah, if the Ravid is right, if it's only a matir, if it's an Isser HaSiyasa, it's only a matir, so then La'achar HaSiyasa should be fine, at least B'di'evet. At least b'di'evet. What's the nature of birchas hashchita? So the Rambam writes beferish that it's a birchas hamitzvah. Right? That's what we mentioned. Hilchos brachos perek yud aleph halacha zayin. The Rambam says it's a birchas hamitzvah. La'achar asiyos is a no go. You can't make the bracha after the ma'aseh shechita. Question? The other opinion. Which other opinion? If there is no mitzvah in Shechita, so then how can you call the bracha Birchas HaMitzvah?
Well, according to Rambam, the mitzvah isn't just a matir, it's all
it is. The Rambam says that it's not only a matir, it's even a mitzvah. But according to the Shechitas that hold that it's only a matir, it's just that, it's not a mitzvah. So it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, if anything, it's a Birchas HaShevach. Chor. So the Rambam holds Birchas HaShechita as a Birchas HaMitzvah. Who disagrees? Who disagrees with the Rambam? The Rush says beferish that birchas hashchita is a birchas hashavach. Who interprets the Rush that way? The Taz. Taz is the Mara de Shmaitz. Taz is the one who gave a shir klali on this topic. And the Taz is yeshiva. This was a big topic. Opening day in Hilchos Shechita. Right? It's not Simen Aleph Yerodeya, but it's not Simen Aleph Sif Aleph Yerodeya, but it is Simen Aleph of Yerodeya. What's the Taz going on? So let's back up. Let's first look at the Rosh, let's look at the Rishonim, and then we'll get to this Taz. So there's another Rosh that the Taz picks up on, and that's the Rosh in Simen Gimel. The Rosh quotes the Rambam. Kosav a Rambam, Mumcha shenishtatek v'umevim v'shamei ha-shochei l'chatchilam. The Rambam talks about someone's being shocheid, either he can't speak or he can't hear. So says the Rambam, if he can't speak but he can hear, then shochet lechatchila. Then even lechatchila he can shecht. V'chei mi she'eino shomeh, harei ze shochet. And the Rambam says also, even someone who can't hear, he can shecht. Sounds like lechatchila, maybe not. But he can shecht b'di'evet. So says the Rosh, b'nishtate kosev shochet lechatchila, aval b'ein shomeh, kosev harei ze shochet, aval kosev lechatchila. The Rambam is distinguishing between Elaim. Elaim is someone who can't speak. Elaim, Shomea ve'eno medaber, as opposed to medaber ve'eno shomea. If he can't hear, so then the Rambam says, b'di'evet ishchit is okay. But if he can hear, he just can't speak. Lechatchila he can shecht. And who's going to make the bracha? Someone else. Someone else will make the bracha of him, and he can shach lechavchila. Comes the Hagolas Hashri, and he says, "But Arzarua kosav ha'ilim v'ha'aram lo yishchatu lechavchila." The Arzarua says not that the ilim should not shach lechavchila. And there's she'ein yicholin levarim. Can you name a prayer? Kama the trumas chamisha lo yitrovu v'mtamu shemas and shuma. Ha'ilim v'ha'aram etc. Ilim is one of the people that the Mishnah and Shuma says lechavchila shouldn't be torin, shouldn't be mafresh shumas and maisers. Why? What's the difference? He mafresh just like anyone else. If he has das, it shouldn't be a problem. The answer is he can't make the bracha. So if he can't make the bracha, so then he shouldn't be torim lechatchila. Zok b'yar zarua. Shechita is the same. The ilim shouldn't shech because you have to make a bracha on the shechita. Mufarish b'yushalmi. The ilim v'ora mishum bracha. Zok b'yar zarua. Ve'ein acher ha'omin al gabav yochol avorech al hashechita. Aye, but you'll tell me, what's the big deal? Let the ilim shech lechatchila, let the acher, let someone else who's omin al gabav, let him make the bracha. No, we don't do that. I'm not going to have someone else make the bracha. Since the ilim can't make the bracha himself, no one else can be motzi him in the bracha. Lechatchila is not supposed to shech. If he shecht it, b'di'evet, it'll work, but lechatchila is not supposed to shech because he can't make the bracha. The Arzarua says that the ilim lechatchila doesn't shech, and the Rosh quotes in the Rambam who says that the ilim lechatchila can shech. The Rambam says that he'll get the bracha from someone else. The Arzarua says no, someone else should not make the bracha. So, frak the taz, the Arzarua is dach pile ploy. Pile ployim, what's he saying? What's he saying? Taz is in packet two. If you have the packet, look on together with me. Famous, famous taz. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Ashamev ein medaber, yoredeya simen aleph siv zayin. Ashamev ein medaber, in hu mumchay shochet afil lechatchila imachan levar. He leaves the Arzarua out, only quotes the Rambam. So the Taz quotes the Arzarua and the Rambam. He mentions them together. Then he says like this, his first I have a kasha. What's the Arzarua saying? He says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has the principle that kol brachos kulon afo bishi yotze motzi. We know that even if a person has already been yotze a mitzvah, yotze a bracha, he can make it for someone else. He can make the bracha for someone else. Let's say I've eaten the meal. I said hamotzi. I ate a kedei sviya v'echalta v'sabata v'erachta. Kedei sviya is mechayev b'chaz hamazim in haTorah. I ate a kedei sviya. You ate a kedei sviya. I benched already. So yotza motzi. I can bench for you. B'pshuta. Right? I was yotza the mitzvah shofar. You still were not yotza the mitzvah shofar. That's a better case. It's a b'chaz hamitzvah. I can make the bracha for you. Why not? Right? So kol brachas kula and afal b'shiyotze motzi, even though you've already been yotze, meaning you're not being yotze right now. Right? There are two principles. There's a basic principle called shomea ka'ona. Shomea ka'ona means that if I'm being yotze now, you can piggyback onto me. I'm being yotze now. Shomea ka'ona means that when you listen, it's as if you're being medaber and you can piggyback onto me. Yotze motzi is a much bigger chiddush. That's saying that I'm not being yotze now. I did it already. Right? I said my kriyishma. I said my tefillah. I said berachas hamazon. But now I'm going to say it again to be motzi you. I said kiddush, but now I'm going to say kiddush again to be motzi you. So says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That's also good. That's shomer kohen plus, right? That's super shomer kohen, or special shomer kohen, unique shomer kohen. How does that work? Right? Normally we say that a mechuyev bedavar can be motzi other people, but once I've already been yotzi, I'm not mechuyev anymore, right? Wrong. I'm still a mechuyev bedavar as long as everyone, as long as Kol Yisrael has not been yotze rechiyev yet, I'm still mechuyev. As Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, Sherei Kol Yisrael arevim zebazeh lemitzvus. Right? Orvus tells me that as long as one member of Kol Yisrael has not been yotze the mitzvah, then I haven't been yotze my chiyev completely either. So I can be motzi him. I can be motzi him. Chutz mi birchas halechem, except for birchas hanenin. Normally, you can't be motzi someone in a birchas hanenin if you're not being nene as well. If I'm being nene, I can make a hamotzi for you. But if I'm not being nene, I can't be motzi you. Unless it's a birchas hanenin shalchova, right? Kiddush, hagofen of kiddush. Okay, not for now. But the general rule is by birchas hanenin, I can't be motzi someone else if I'm not being yotzi myself. But by mitzvahs, I can make a birchas mitzvah for someone else. So, for the Taz, the Orza Rua says what? That an Ilaim shouldn't shech lechatchila because he can't make the bracha. He can't make the bracha. Someone else can make the bracha for him. No, the Orza Rua says no one can make the bracha for him. Why? Well, what's the reason for that? That's the Taz's kash. So he says he thinks the Yesod is like this, that the only time that we say Yotza Motza, that we say Arvus by Birchas HaMitzvah, that's only by Mitzvah Shebegufa. A mitzvah that Reuven has to do himself, like tefillin, or like shofar, or like sukkah, he has to fulfill it himself. Shimon can't sit in the sukkah for Reuven. Shimon can't put on tefillin on his own body for Reuven. Shimon can't listen to the shofar and tell Reuven, you know, I did it for you. Good. No, it's a mitzvah shebegufa. By mitzvah shebegufa, so then we say that Avo b'shiyatzim motzi. Even if someone is not being yotzi himself, he can make the bracha of him. Why? What's the other option? Reuven has to be yotzi the mitzvah himself. He has to do the mice himself. So if he can't make the bracha, if he's an elim and he can't make the bracha, then he can't fulfill the mitzvah. He's got to do the mitzvah himself. So by mitzvah shebegufa, we say, if he can't make the bracha, let someone else make the bracha for him. But by mitzvahs that are not mitzvah shebegufa, if someone else can do the mitzvah, then says the Taz, we're not mechalek the bracha in the mitzvah. We don't say that Reuven will do the mitzvah and Shimon should make the bracha. If Shimon can do the mitzvah himself, it's not a mitzvah shebegufa. It's not totally in the goof of Reuven. Shimon can do the mitzvah himself. So if Shimon can do the mitzvah himself, we say, let Shimon do the ma'isa mitzvah, let him make the bracha too. Let's keep the bracha and the ma'isa mitzvah together with the same gavra. If it's a chovas haguf, that one person has to do the mitzvah, so if he can't make the bracha, then we'll say, okay, split it up, let someone else make the bracha of him, and that's fine. But if the mitzvah can be done by the mevarech, it's not a mitzvah shebegufo, the arzerua holds that we don't split up the mitzvah and the bracha. We say that the person is doing the mitzvah, who's doing the ma'isa mitzvah, he's the one who should make the bracha. That's the Arzurah of the Taz. The Taz goes one step further. He says, you know what, and I think the Rosh even agrees to him about this. The Rosh agrees that by Birchos HaMitzvah, if the Mevarech can do the mitzvah, if it's not a mitzvah shebegufo, avada, we're not going to be mechalek, the bracha and the mitzvah. Let the Mevarech do the mitzvah too. Don't split up between the ma'isa mitzvah and the bracha. Aye, but the Rosh makes his statement that the Elaim can shech lechatchila. He can listen to the bracha from someone else. Shechita is not a mitzvah shebegufa. So why does the Rosh say that we can split up the bracha and the ma'isa mitzvah by shechita? If the Rosh agrees with this yisod, that we never split up the bracha and the mitzvah, if the mitzvah can be done by someone else, so it's a shechita, anyone can do this mitzvah. Anyone can do the Elaim can do the mitzvah, someone else can do the mitzvah. So let the Mevarech do the shechita. Let the Mevarech do the shechita. Okay, if he doesn't know how to do the shechita, find someone who can do the shechita and tell him to make the bracha. The Elim is going to do the ma'isa mitzvah, and someone else is going to make the bracha. The Rosh agrees, l'chora. This Yisod claims that Taz, everyone should agree to that. We're not mechalek the bracha and the mitzvah if we can avoid it, if we can assume that, if we can engineer a situation that the same person who does the ma'isa mitzvah will say the bracha, then we try to do that. So why does the Rosh say that we can split it up by shechita? Up the Taz, because the Rosh holds that Birchas HaShechit is not a Birchas HaMitzvah B'chol. It's a Birchas HaSheva, not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Ela de B'Shechita nira taimo de Acher Mevorech Shape de Birchas HaShechit in a Boa al HaShechita Atzma. It's not coming on the Etzem HaShechita, says the Taz. Do ein chiyuv l'Shechita men arotze lechol. Underline it. He says Birchas HaShechit is not a Birchas HaMitzvah because there's no mitzvah Teshecht, if you don't want to eat, there's no chiyuv. If you don't want to eat, there's no chiyuv. Pasha pshat is he's saying there's no mitzvah. There's no chiyuv l'shchita if you don't want to eat. It's only in context. Ela'ikra akavon alos eshevach lamakom baruch hu al she'osa lanu achilas basav l'shchita. The whole thing is a berachas hashevach, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making us special, for assuring achilas basav without shchita. The whole thing is a berachas hashevach. We can make the bracha anytime, right? You're about to eat a meal with meat. So you can say, oh, Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kinshono b'mitzvosa v'tzivonu, whatever. He gave us this idea that we can't eat meat that's not geshachtet. No, no, no. We're only going to make this bracha around the maisa shchita, because that's the ikar. The maisa shchita is what's matter the basa b'achila. But ultimately, it's up to task. The Rosh holds it's a berchas hashevach. And because it's a berchas hashevach, then it doesn't matter to split up the maisa with the bracha. Not splitting up maisa with bracha is only when we're talking about a maisa mitzvah. We don't have one person do the maisa mitzvah and someone else should make the bracha on the maisa mitzvah. But if the bracha is not a berchas hamitzvah, so then one person is going to do the maisa. But someone else can make the berchas hashevach, because the berchas hashevach is shayach to all of Klal Yisrael. Shayach to everyone. It's about the heter achila of basa with shchita. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. If it's a Birchas HaShevach, then we understand that we can split up the two, that someone else can make that Birchas HaShevach. Dugma Ladavar, he says, I'll give you examples of this. Shezocha Beis Yosef B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, B'Birchas Lachniso B'Vris, Rocha Lachniso B'Vriso Shel Avram Avinu, that we make at a Bris Mila. Right? At a Bris Mila, there are two brachas. There's first of all, Shekeshanu Nesosu B'Tzivanu Al HaMila, that's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But then there's a second bracha that the father makes. La'achniso b'viso shel Avraham Avinu. So the Velt is, hecha matzino tu birchas ha-mitzvah on one maisa, on one mitzvah. So the simple answer is that it's not tu birchas ha-mitzvah. One is a birchas ha-mitzvah. The other is a birchas ha-shevach. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, la'achniso b'vishi shevach v'hodoya b'chol shah al kedusha zu. It's on the kedusha Yisrael that emanates from the bris milah. Rabbeinu Tam holds that l'chatchila we make l'achniso b'viso shel Avraham Avinu l'achar asiyaso l'chatchila, he says, because it's a birchas hashevach. And the Rabbeinu Tam assumes that birchas hashevach l'chatchila you're supposed to make it dafka l'achar asiyaso, not just b'di'evet. That's his shita. Similarly, mishemachi nicha b'birchas erisin she'achosim ha'aris v'harav mevarech. The Masada Kiddusha makes the birchas erisin, but the chosin is doing the mitzvah. He's doing the maisa. Doing the maisa. Let's not talk about a mitzvah. Doing the maisa kiddush. Why should that be? It's after Rabbeinu Tam. Because birchas erisin also is a birchas ha-shevach. Ashikin shalom mitzvosa, v'zivanu al ha-aroyos, v'asa vanu ha-arusos. Birchas ha-shevach, of kiddush is Yisrael, that we have ishus Yisrael. So after Rabbeinu Tam, that's why you make the birchas erisin la'achar asiyasa. So he claims, we don't pass him like that. He make the Birchas Erisin la'achar asiyasa. We assume it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But he says, you make the Bracha la'achar asiyasa. So what's more, you can split it up. One person does the Maisa Kiddushin, that's the Chosan, and the Masada Kiddushin is going to make the Bracha. How can Acher make a Bracha? How can someone else make a Bracha? It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. If it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, you can split it up. It's a Birchas HaShevach, so then you can split it up. Says the Taz, as opposed to Afrasha's Truma. He says Afrasha's Truma is a mitzvah. Even if you don't want to eat the Tvua, you have a mitzvah of Afrasha's Truma. Kivegir is very troubled. That's the Os Chav Zayin over here. Mitzvah of Afrasha's Truma if you don't want to eat from the Tvua? Why? It's a mud nezach. But that's what the Taz says. Afrasha's Truma, that's a mitzvah. So by Afrasha's Truma, L'chatchila, the ilim shouldn't be mafrish, because why split up the bracha from the mitzvah? Big chiddush. But leaving that chiddush aside, the Taz says, birchas hashchit is a birchas hashevach, according to the Rosh. It's a birchas hashevach. It's shayach to Kol Yisrael. And that's why one person, l'chatchila, can do the ma'aseh shchita, and someone else is going to be mevarech. One person can do the ma'aseh shchita, someone else can be mevarech, just like by birchas erisin. And similarly, you can make the bracha la'achar asiyasa would appear, right? Chora, at least b'di'evet, it would appear from the Taz's understanding of the Rosh, you should be able to make the bracha even la'achar asiyasa. Because if it's a birchas hashevach, it's not a matir. Birchas hashevach, la'achar asiyasa, l'chora should work, at least b'di'evet. At least b'di'evet. This is the yisod of the Taz, based on the Rosh. That birchas hashchit is not a birchas hamitzvah b'chlal. It's only a birchas hashevach. It's only a birchas hashevach. And that's why you can split it up. That one person can do the ma'isa shchita, someone else will make the bracha. And what's more, even la'achar asiyasa b'di'evet, you can make a birchas hashchita l'chora against the Rambam. This l'chora is how the Ravid is going to have to hold. The Ravid who claims that Shechita is only a matir, not a mitzvah, how does he understand the concept of Birchas HaShechita? What is a Birchas HaShechita? It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. If Shechita is not a mitzvah, so what kind of a bracha is it? The Ravid will learn, like the Taz is Pshat Rosh. The Birchas HaShechita is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas HaSheva. It's a Birchas HaSheva. Okay. What's a nafkamina? Who cares? Birchas HaSheva, Birchas HaMitzvah. You have to make the bracha anyway. No, it's a big nafkamina. Even if we're not going to go as far as the Rabbeinu Tam to say that Birchas HaShevach l'chadchila you can make la'achar asiyasa, but mistama b'di'evet you could make it la'achar asiyasa. Stama, the Rosh and the Raiva would say la'achar asiyasa would work by Birchas HaShechita l'chol. What's more, the Raiva would probably hold that you can split it up. That l'chadchila, the Ilein would be able to shecht, like the Rosh's Rambam. The Chatchila, the Ilein would be able to shecht, and someone else can make the bracha. Aye, but by Birchas HaMitzvah we don't split it up. By Birchas HaMitzvah we don't split it up. If it's not Mitzvah Shebagufa. But by Birchas HaShevach you can, because everyone is shecht to that Shevach, so one person can do the Maisa Lechatchila, and someone else will say the bracha. Questions? Okay, this is clearly how the Taz learns the Rosh. So when I was looking at this sugya, read the Taz over. It came to mind the Rosh and Ksubis. I looked at the Rosh and Ksubis, famous Rosh and Ksubis, and I was very troubled. I said, Lechora, the Taz is understanding the Rosh is pilei plaim. Look at the Rosh and Ksubis. Is he saying what the Taz holds, the Das Rosh? I was very troubled with this Rosh and Ksubis. I want to share with you the Kasha that I had on the Rosh and Ksubis, and then I'll share with you the teretz that someone pointed me to. Let's all look at this Rosh and Ksubis. This is mamash a world-famous Rosh. The Rosh begins by discussing whether Birchas Erusin has to be made dafka over l'asiyasa or even l'achar asiyasa. But then he asks, the whole nusach habracha of Birchas Erusin is modern. But what are we saying? Yesh makshin. The last one online is v'tzivon. Let's just say poshut. Do we need such a long bracha? Okay, it's very nice. It's a very beautiful bracha. You say it with a fancy niggun. But like, well, what's the point? Just make a birchas hamitzvah. L'kadosh es ha'isha. V'od hechon matzinu bracha kazo shemavarchan ha'masha asa lanam ha'kadosh baruchu. We don't have such a long nusach ha'bracha. Sh'asa lanu evim min achai, v'hita lanu es ha'shochot. We don't have such a long bracha. I mean, we haven't been in slaughterhouses, so we don't really know the bracha that they're making. But we know the Gemara Psachim on Daf Zayin. That's not the nusach ha'bracha by Shechita. So if we don't have it by Shechita, so why have it by Birchas Erusin? What's the whole nusach ha'bracha, the whole long lashon of the bracha? He has it before. Asher kenshanu v'sosev v'tzivanu al ha'aroyo, s'asa lanu es ha'aruso, s'itu lanu es ha'nesuo, s'al yidei chupa v'kidushin. Well, what's this whole arichas over here, says the Rosh. So he says, I'll tell you a sot. He says, v'nirali, the fourth to last line, v'nirali ki brachazu eina bracha la'asiyas ha'mitzvah. It's not a brachas ha'mitzvah b'chlam. Kidushin is not a mitzvah, he says. Ki piryo v'rivya hainu kiyum ha'mitzvah. The mitzvah is kiruvu. First of all, there's no mitzvah in kidushin, he says. What's more, to fulfill the mitzvah of Peruvu, you don't even need Kiddushin. You don't need Kiddushin. Just take a Pilegesh. He's assuming Pilegesh is without Kiddushin. Take a Pilegesh. Relationship without Kiddushin. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Peruvu as long as you have children. So you don't need Kiddushin. Kiddushin's not a mitzvah, he says. And it's not even necessary to fulfill a mitzvah. So what is it? What's this bracha if it's not? I mean, clearly there's a takana of kiddushin. There's a concept of kiddushas yisrael, of ishus shal yisrael. So what's the purpose of the bracha? Skip down to like the eighth line in the next column. Ubracha zunitkin alos shevach la'karash bracha shekashav mitzvosa v'hivdilanu min ha'amim v'tzivanu l'kadosh isha hamuteres lanu v'lo achas min ha'arayus. It's a birchas hashevach. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating ishus shal yisrael, relationships that are steeped in kiddusha v'tara. Jewish relationships, Jewish marriage that's so special and refined and we need so much nowadays. That's what the bracha is all about, says the Rosh. It's a birchas hashevach. And that's why it's long. It's not a short nusach. It's not just a nusach. It's not a mitzvah. Kedushin is not a mitzvah. But it's a concept. It's an important concept. And the brach is the brachas Hashavah, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the institution of a Jewish marriage. Okay. So the Rosh holds Brichas Eres and his Brichas Hashavah like the Rabbeinu Tam. Like the Taz is Rabbeinu Tam. Right? But before you get there, the Rosh goes back to Shechit. And the Rosh says, in the fourth line, V'lo domi l'shechit. Brichas Eres is not the same as Shechit. She'enu mechuyov lishchot v'lecho. You don't have to shech. You don't have to eat meat. V'afilu achik shu shochet lecho mevarech. And nevertheless, you do make a bracha, shekeshanu misosa v'tzivonu al hashchita, when you do shech. So what's going on over here? We don't say the kaddish is aisha by birchas erusin, but by shchita we do mention v'tzivonu. But they're both the same. You don't need shchita. You don't need kiddushin. You can fulfill the mitzvah of puravu without kiddushin. So shchita and kiddushin are the same. So why do we say v'tzivonu by shchita, not by birchas erusin? So he says three things. 3 points. He says, the hasam e efshel olecho below shchita. Avalacha efshel akayim period of arivia below kiddushin. You can't eat without shchita. You don't have to do shchita if you don't want to eat, but if you want to eat, you need shchita. But you can fulfill the mitzvah of peruvu without kiddushin. That's point number one. By shchita, you can't eat without shchita. V'gam hasam afke krab below shon tzivri d'chsiv v'zavachta v'yachalta. What's more, there's a loshon v'zavachta, there's a tzivoy by shchita. There's no tzivoy v'kidash ta'isha. Thirdly, v'ode b'kodshim e'ef shebelo shchita. Hilkach mevarechen al kol shchita. And thirdly, by kodshim, you take need shchita. You need shchita because you have to bring the carbon. So, and we say v'tzivonu, we're going to say shekesharim v'sosa v'tzivonu ala shchita by shchita's kodshim, so we say v'tzivonu by shchita's kumim as well. 3 points, the Rosh says. What's the difference between Berchas Erison as opposed to Berchas HaShchita? Why do we say Vitzivanu al HaShchita by Berchas HaShchita? First of all, because even though you don't need the Shchita, if you don't want to eat the meat, but if you do want to eat the meat, you need Shchita. Secondly, the Torah uses a Lashon V'zavach, the Lashon Tzivui. And thirdly, by Kodshim, it's a Chil. By Kodshim, it's an absolute Chil. So once we say Vitzivanu by Kodshim, we're going to say Vitzivanu by Chul. And then he comes around and he says, Berchas Erison is just a Berchas HaShevach. What's going on over here? He says Berchas Erusin is not like Berchas HaShchita. Berchas Erusin is a Berchas HaShevach. Berchas HaShchita somehow is different. So what's he saying? So first glance, it sounds like the Rosh is saying Berchas HaShchita. What do we say about Berchas HaShchita? Asher Gishanu Mesosa V'tzivanu Al HaShchita. Why? Why? What's the nature of that bracha? It's a bit of a mitzvah. And I'll give you 3 proofs. Right? First of all, it's impossible to eat the basa without the Shchita. Secondly, it's a vachta loshon tzivui. Thirdly, it's a mitzvah by kodshim. So it's a mitzvah by kodshim, then by chulin it's a brichas a mitzvah too. Aren't those 3 points of the Rosh coming to prove that brichas hashchita is a brichas a mitzvah as opposed to brichas erusin? That's his whole point. His point is brichas erusin is different. It's a brichas hashavach. That's why it's so long. But the nusach habracha by shchita is not so long because it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. And he has 3 proofs as to why it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. What's the Taz talking about? Taz says the Rosh holds that shchita is a birchas ha-shevach. He has a proof, but come on, the Rosh didn't say it. His proof is that the Rosh holds you can split the bracha from the ma'isa shchita. But the Rosh in Ksuba says it black and white that it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. 3 proofs! What in the world is going on with this Taz? Pile ploim, I was very troubled with this kasha. One of my sons-in-law pointed out that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi Yeridei and Siman Aleph quotes Achronim Vutaka asked this kasha, steer in the Rosh. And he says he thinks it's not a kasha at all. Faket. The Rosh in Ksubas is the biggest riot of the Taz. What? Yes. He says, because if the Rosh wanted to point out that Berchas HaShchita is a Berchas HaMitzvah, and that's why the Nusach is so short, then he should have said it. He should have said, Birchas HaShchita is not the same as Birchas Erusin. He says, Shekinshem Mitzvosa V'tzivonu Al HaShchita, because Birchas HaMitzvah. Does he need 3 rice? 3 rice? What? Because you can't eat basa without Shchita, so because it's a Lashon of Tzivui in the Pasuk, so that, because Shchita's Kodshim, Shabbos Kodshim, we say B'tzivanu, so what's the three ayahs for? Just say it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The pasuk says it's a vacht, it's a mitzvah, adkan. He doesn't say that. What's the Rosh really saying? The Rosh is saying, oh, of course Birchas HaShechit is a Birchas HaShevach. That's why he puts Birchas Eretz and Birchas HaShechit together. Because they really are similar. Birchas HaShechit is a Birchas HaShevach. So the problem is, what's his real kasha? Why by Birchas Eretz do we have a long nusach v'tzivanu? Excuse me, a long nusach, we don't say v'tzivanu l'karishas ha'isha. We say, Asher k'nishan v'yisosa v'tzivanu al ha'arayos, asalan asaru. Why the long nusach? Just say it poshut, l'karishas ha'isha. And don't ask me, says the Rosh, from Shechita, which is also similar to Birchas Erisin, as I'm going to explain, it's also Birchas HaShevach, but there the Nusach is sure. There we say, V'tzivanu ala Shechita. Don't ask me from Shechita, he says. He bavorins the kasha before you even think of it. He says, don't ask me from Shechita. There, even though the bracha, of course, is a Birchas HaShevach, there are reasons why Chazal will misakin a Nusach V'tzivanu. There, V'tzivanu is Shaykh. Why? Because if you want to eat the meat, you need the Shechita. You don't need Kiddushin to have children. If you want to eat the meat, you need the Shechita. What's more, the Lashon of the Pasuk. It's not that it's a mitzvah. The Lashon of the Pasuk is a Vachta, it's a Lashon Tzivui. So the Lashon Mitzivanu makes sense by Shechita. What's more, by Kachim, Itaka is a mitzvah. Right? By Kachim, it's a Chiyuv. I wouldn't say mitzvah. By Kachim, you need it. So the Lashon Vitzivanu makes sense by Kachim because it's absolutely necessary. So because we're going to say Vitzivanu by Kachim, Achulim, we're going to say Vitzivanu as well. Zokter Tzipas HaFrank, the three riots of the Rosh are not riots that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. They're riots to explain, or they're svaras to explain why we have the Lashon Vitzivanu ala Shechita. Why the Nusach HaBracha by Shechita is short if it's a Birchas HaShevach just like Birchas Erisin. He's only trying to explain the Nusach HaBracha, not the nature of the Bracha. That it's a Birchas HaShevach. That's what Tzvi Pesach Frank's interpretation of the Rosh. I think it's very glad. Look at that. I mean, why is the Rosh Marich so much? Well, what's the point? Why is he Marich so much? Just say it. Just say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The answer is it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. He concedes. It's like Birchas Erisin. It's a Birchas HaShevach, the way the Taz explains. It's all Meduyik. But the Rosh is trying to explain. So why is the Nusach different? Why is the Nusach by Birchas Erisin one Nusach and the Nusach by Birchas HaShechita sounds like Birchas HaMitzvah? The answer is there are many aspects of Shechita that lend itself to the word Vitzivanu. Vitzivanu means it's necessary. And that's exactly the case by Shechita. You want to eat the meat, it's necessary. It's necessary by Kachim. And the Lashon is the Lashon Tzivui in the Pasuk. So that's why Chazal were Mesakin it, the Nusach Birchas HaMitzvah, even though it's actually a Birchas HaShem. So it's not a stira between the Rosh and Ksubas and the Rosh and Chul in the way the Taz interprets. Fakir, they're working b'chodah machta, they're working together. Rosh Taka holds the Birchas HaShechita is the Birchas HaShevach. And as we said, l'chora, the Raivit, who claims that Shechita is a matir, he'll be forced to learn like the Rosh. We'll have to say the Birchas HaShechita is the Birchas HaShevach. And then we'll be able to split up the bracha and the meister, just like the Rosh says, the ilay mechatchil would be able to be to shecht, and mistamal b'di'eved you can make the bracha la'achar asiyasa. Right? Even if lechatchila will make it before, but b'di'eved la'achar asiyasa should be okay. Okay, we'll stop here.